feels every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio.
Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
I've got strategies. I got strategies for living.
Strategies for living radio.
Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready.
Yep, you've sprung forward, haven't
I
you?
I have.
Yeah. Spring is sprung. The grass is riz.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Where the heck's the flowers is? I'm a great poet.
You are. You truly are.
Don't know it.
You should be the poet laureate.
Yeah, well.
Or at least a published poet.
I made a bid for that a while back with some of the Shreveport Regional Arts Council people.
And, oh, yeah.
In fact, they brought a poet in, a renowned poet, and I actually, you know, gave one of my poems like that, and he just looked at me like, this man is completely crazy, you know?
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah. you know, but I don't know if it was, I don't remember whether it was this time of the year or not, but if it had been, I could have blamed it on being out of sorts because of the time change, you know, because people, right. A lot of people complain after, you know, it's been a couple of weeks now since the time change, but there's still a lot of people.
There's still some lingering adjustment. I mean, and it's just an hour, but it makes such a huge difference. And, you know, I have to kind of shake.
Well, and then on top of that, the seasonal, the
right.
shift of the season.
Right.
Too,
and that's what I kind of have to shake my head at, because here we are emerging from the depths of winter, about to emerge and unfurl and reclaim our energy.
Yeah.
And we decide, no, we're going to completely throw off our circadian rhythm.
Let's mess with that a little bit.
You know.
Let's spring ahead, right?
Let's put a cap on it is what you're doing.
Well, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about, you know, springing forward and resetting, actually, our body, our mind, and our spirit.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about resetting and rebalancing, if you would.
Perhaps seeing the season as an invitation.
There you go.
To shift.
There you go.
Alongside.
And we may even talk about some strategies on how to do that. And actually, also the spiritual symbolism of spring itself.
All right.
All right. That and more today here on Strategies for Living. Thank you for joining us, folks, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. We're talking about springing forward, resetting our body, mind, and spirit today here on Strategies. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Glad you're with us. Glad we're all together here on Strategies for Living. You know, even though daylight saving time took place a couple weeks back or so, there's still a lot of people that are saying, I haven't recovered yet. My body hasn't recovered yet. I haven't reset yet. And the fact is that time affects our sleep cycles, our mood, our physical energy. You know, you and I thought we were being very wise. We took during the time change week.
Yes.
We took that week. We took the mornings off. We worked in the afternoons and we still did the radio show that week.
Right.
But we took the mornings off for that week. And it's interesting. Maybe it's psychological. We did it kind of purposefully.
Right.
But I still felt the effect of the time change. It wasn't dramatic.
Yeah.
But I felt it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, no matter where you put the hour missed, you're still going to feel it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, that's just what it is.
It's interesting because that I was all excited that Sunday night knowing, okay, I don't have to set, actually it was Saturday, it was Sunday morning, 2 a.m. I think is the actual
time. The technical, right?
Yeah, so it was when I went to bed Saturday night. And, you know, I didn't have to set the alarm, was able to, you know, we'd gone to church on Saturday. I was able to not have to set an alarm for Sunday morning and then not have to set an alarm for Monday morning either.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, but my body, you know, it didn't matter whether the ended up not mattering whether the alarm was set or not. My body still kind of woke.
Right.
at the normal time, you know?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean, because really time outside of us is something that we've created and agreed upon as humans in terms of what it says on the clock.
Yeah.
Right. But we also have an internal clock, physiological clock within our brain, you know, that helps, you know, and that's the circadian rhythm that helps us to keep track of where we are in time.
Right? Sunlight is extremely, and exposure, our yes. exposure to sunlight is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And I worry from young to old that we aren't as conscious of that as perhaps we used to be. I'm 68 years old. And I think, you know, I think we were way more conscious of that when I was a little fella.
Yeah.
Than we are today.
And you mean in terms of the importance of
I don't know
sunlight.
I don't know that we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
We just did it.
Yeah, it was natural.
I remember my grandmothers, you know, especially during the springtime, getting out more.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't remember that it was a lot of, you know, something that we talked a lot about. I just observed that it was happening,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, and, you know, all of the shift in technology, I think, has brought us indoors quite a bit. And I wonder how much of that getting less exposure, especially as young people, as kids, how much that affects our tolerance or intolerance for seasonal allergy.
Right, right.
Right, and our ability for our immune system to develop that.
You know, it's interesting
relationship with it.
It's interesting that, you know, the church back in the day set Christmas, right?
Yes.
And also set the feast, the major feast. Of course, the major feast in Christianity is the resurrection. It's Easter Sunday,
yes.
Right?
Right.
And, you know, wherever that actually historically took place, I think there's a lot of wisdom in setting springtime because springtime is kind of a natural time for reset and increase.
Well, it is, and it's naturally a time if we turn to nature, right? Sunlight is creeping into the evening. We're getting more sun. I mean, that was another marker of spring was the equinox, right, on the 20th this year.
Right.
Where we had equal hours of day and light, day and dark at the equator, right?
Yeah.
Which is why it's called the equinox.
Right.
But from here on out, well, until we reach then the fall, right, we're going to get more and more hours of sunlight. And nature, and we are nature, responds to the increased hours of sunlight, right? We see those seeds that were planted in the winter, that the seeds that fell from the trees, they're right, starting to spring up.
They spring right up.
Just like your beautiful poem that you started us up, out with, right?
Yeah, I don't know how beautiful it was, but, yeah.
This is also reflected in ancient traditions, right? I'm thinking even in astrology, right?
Yeah.
The first sign of the zodiac is Aries, mm-hmm, which we just entered with the equinox.
Okay.
So astrologically, we just entered the new year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've always thought it's kind of goofy that we actually celebrate the new year in on the Gregorian calendar literally in the middle of winter.
Right.
Right. I mean, I think that's goofy.
Where there's you know, less light.
Where there's less light, and we're very more into ourselves, and we should be in this sort of hibernating period within rest.
Right.
Right. But I don't know if you.
Yeah, we kind of put, you know, we have kind of pushed everything, and that's, you know,
out of sync.
Out of sync, if you will. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I wonder how well do we listen to our bodies? I was talking a moment ago about my grandmothers and, you know, them just naturally getting out more, even though, you know, I remember them and thinking of them as elderly, you know, and I guess they were back in that day, but, you know, but they still got out more, did gardening, did stuff outside,
mm-hmm,
walked.
Right.
And I, you know, I wonder if we are as good today as, say, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, 100 years ago. I wonder if we're as good at listening to our bodies.
I think, unfortunately, this is one area of humanity that we have actually... And I hate to say this, but the word I'm thinking about is devolved. I mean, we've disconnected.
The D word I was thinking about was disconnect.
Yeah, yeah. We've completely disconnected ourselves. And that is in part, there's probably several factors there. Part is our medicine, right? Part is that we've placed medicine outside of our own, you know, we go out for things, whether that's to a doctor or for drugs or whatever it is.
Right.
I think that's part of it. Our food has been, we completely disconnect from where we get the food. We used to be very much more in touch with where the food came from in terms of, you know, farmers and where it was coming from. But now food travels halfway across the country before it gets to us. And we're disconnected from nature.
Yeah.
And therefore our bodies and technology as a whole actually has contributed to that as well. When we're behind screens, which again totally throws off the circadian rhythm with the light, with the blue light that we're getting.
So what are some practical strategies that we can use to kind of remind ourselves, mm-hmm, to get more in touch with our bodies, more in touch with nature?
So,
I kind of discovered one by accident.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, the last few mornings.
Yes.
Before we go to the office, I go out on the front porch.
Mm.
And the excuse I use is we've, you know, hung some plants out on the front porch.
Yeah, and so you got
to
water.
So I, you know, I either water them or I'm checking to see if I need to water them later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it feels good to have that morning sunlight.
Absolutely.
And that morning sunlight, if you think about it, mm-hmm, you know, what happens, again, melatonin, mm-hmm, even though we think about it in pill form, melatonin is something that our body makes
naturally as
we, you know, as things get darker and it's time to go to sleep. It gives us that sleepy feeling.
Right.
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 When you go out and get morning sun,
mm-hmm,
you are resetting,
yes,
the melatonin and cortisol rhythms in your body.
Yes, you are kickstarting your day.
You're kickstarting the day.
And it's a very natural evolutionary process.
Yeah.
Like you said, I mean, since the dawn of time, we are woken by the sunlight. It's a natural process that resets and says, okay, it's time to start again.
I will never tell anybody not to have their coffee, because I'm going to have my coffee every morning.
Okay.
But yes, one of the things that you can do is you can begin your day. I do begin my day before the coffee. Mm-hmm. I make a conscious effort to drink quite a bit of water.
Yeah.
Way more than I have ever done in the past.
Yeah.
Cold water. And my idea, and it would even be better if I put some lemon in it and made it lemon water. I don't do that. But, you know, to get out of bed, to stretch, to drink water or lemon water or something like that, kind of wakes up the entire system and says, okay, it's time.
Get the body moving.
Let's go.
Do that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really kind of a nice thing to remember, that spring in nature, what we're doing now is we are doing that slow stretching into summer.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of a nice seasonal practice that hopefully you can continue throughout the day, is to wake up with the water and maybe a light stretch.
A lot of people get excited this time of year because, you know, they can get out in the garden, right?
Yes.
They can get back and plant. We haven't done that to a great degree.
Well, I'm excited to start walking again.
Done it a little bit. Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah.
I know you are. We're talking today about resets. This is spring. Spring has sprung on us. And are we bringing our body along? Are we bringing our physical self along? Talking about that today here on Strategies for Living, and giving some strategies for spring reset. Sounds like recess. I like it. We'll be back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather's sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Welcome back into Strategies for Living. We are Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We're talking about waking up for the springtime, resetting, right?
Yeah, stretching into the sunlight.
Stretching.
And I want to remind us, I think we can get so excited by the sun and the change of the seasons. And I think that's great because we can feel, as part of nature,
right,
we humans can feel that natural shift and increase in energy. But I also think it's important that we acknowledge and we recognize the shift as a shift. right? And what I mean by that is allow yourself some time to adjust.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Be gentle and compassionate right. with yourself.
Something I like to think about in spring is the idea of the literal, what the word is, right? Like a, if we look at a literal spring, a coiled piece of wire, it's something that can, you know, it. We think of it springing forward, right? Like bouncing forward. However,
I always wanted all those spring inventions that the Roadrunner, you know, made. Of course, they never worked out real well for him. So maybe
your,
that, you
I'm
know.
I'm wondering who your coyote is, and maybe I looked out on that one.
Yeah, maybe so. Beep, beep.
No, but we often think about it springing forward, right? But I think we often forget that in order to spring forward, there has to be a contraction. Like the spring itself has to be condensed in order to then spring forward farther than it was.
Right.
Right. So I think, I don't know, energetically that feels to be a part of the season where we kind of go through these contractions within ourselves of, okay, it's almost like a tiny bit of winter still left over.
So are you saying be patient with yourself? Are you saying be gentle and patient with yourself? Is that kind of what you're saying?
As you go through the cycle and the shift to be able to just flow with the, oh, I need to go inward for a minute and remember what it is that I want to produce and then use the energy of spring to push that out.
Yeah.
To let that carry you forward where you're wanting to go.
All right, so we've been talking about mainly the physical here in the last segment. Mm-hmm. We also need to talk about the mind and clearing the mind, also, don't we?
Yes.
Because it's kind of a natural thing for us to want to spring clean in the house, even if we don't do it, we might think about it more. Mm-hmm. At this time of year.
And I think that's a societal thing, but it's also a natural thing. I mean, that's part of that. Okay, I feel this energy and I want to start cleaning in order to move forward.
Is that a testimony, though, of what's happened to us internally during the winter months, mm-hmm. during the less active months, where we probably... whatever we do, most of us probably have watched more TV, but we might have read more books. We might have done things that,
more within.
And so, you know, it may be a natural thing during this time to also think about cleaning your house and cleaning the house of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind may need some decluttering, just like your house might need some decluttering.
Right.
Your mind might need some too.
Yeah. So
don't leave it out.
So check in and be aware of those common dust bunnies, right, in your mind, like negative self-talk.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Some overcommitted schedules and kind of making you feel overwhelmed.
And even information overload. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, probably we have spent more time in front of the screen, whether it's our iPads or our computers or whatever, and we surf and we gather info, we gather data, we gather information.
Yeah.
That can clutter things up.
Big time.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it may be a good time to say, okay, let's do some spring cleaning there too. Kind of clean the slate mentally and emotionally, if you will, you know? Mm-hmm.
So how do we go about doing that? Cleaning the mind.
You know, I think you have a great idea.
Yes.
In your practice, that you've been going at it for a little over a year now.
Yes.
But you journal every morning.
I do.
And I think that is an absolute, not that there's any one strategy that's the be all end all. You got to find out what works for you. And I'm delighted for you that the morning journaling works for you.
Yes.
But I have seen a shift in your lightness, in Yeah, you know, and that's not to say everything's perfect. I mean, you still have a headache every once in a while when you wake up. I mean, it's
life
the normal.
Is still
the,
life.
Yeah, life is still life. Okay, well, the pollen's out there, and sometimes you have a headache or this or that. So it's still, you know, not saying that this makes everything perfect, but that's what I've noticed. I've noticed a when I compare year to year, mm-hmm. you know, and now it's been, you know, we've been hanging around with each other for 6-7 years.
Yes.
Right?
Almost 8.
So, you know, I've watched that evolving. I've watched that growth. And it's been very, very neat. You know, I've always admired that you journaled, but you have never, during the time that I've known you, you've never journaled to the extent that you've journaled the last year and a few months.
Yes.
And you do it religiously. You do it every day. And I can testify 100% that it has made a difference.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you see that. I feel that. I mean, it has been, for me, it's a devotional practice too. It's about waking up with myself, for myself, and checking in with my personal connection with divinity, with my higher power,
right.
To say, okay, what awaits me in the day? What do I need to pay attention to? What are some things that I need to look out for today? And it has been remarkably, the word I would use is miraculous. And it has built my trust in myself and my higher power in ways I didn't know.
And downloaded possible. And frankly downloaded information that sometimes you share. You don't share every single word with me, but you share a lot with me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll share some real meaningful passage that you've had on, you know, when we're driving to
The coolest piece for me is that it
blows me away sometimes what you get.
It's obvious that it doesn't come from me, ego.
It's coming through you.
Yeah. I mean, because there are things that I'll literally have conversations with myself where they'll, you know, I'll get a word or a phrase and ego me says, well, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
And then the explanation is otherworldly in terms of, whoa, I never even thought to look at it that way.
Yeah.
And yeah, I couldn't, again, this is my practice. And this is one of those things when you're so involved in it, you want everybody to do it. You're like, why isn't everyone else doing it? But I also recognize that it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you've got to find your own niche, your pathway to yourself.
We've got a couple of people that we work with that physically, you know, it would be a real challenge
yeah.
for them.
Right.
To do the kind of journaling that you do. Okay. So you got to figure out what works
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. If it's a meditation practice,
yeah.
yeah. If
yeah.
it's a daily walking, we also have a friend who does a walking liturgy of sorts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He'll walk through the park every day and
yes.
do a litany.
Yep.
And that's his connection. And
yep.
he gets information that way.
Yep. So. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So some other strategies would be, you know, look at your calendar and your commitments. This is a good time to review those.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? You know, what are those that are there that are, you don't really, they don't serve you. You don't really want to do them. You're doing them out of a sense of quote unquote obligation.
I love this idea, especially for this time of the year, because I think a lot of things are restarting for the year now. And so it's a great time to say, you know, I'd always done this for the year, and it's really, I've done it not for me. I've
yeah.
done it for other people or because I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
And so, you know, let me just try to let that go maybe for the first couple months of spring and see how I feel. And if I miss it, let's go back. And if not, well, then that seems like it's done its job, right?
Yeah. You know, we were taught growing up as little Catholics that during the season of Lent, which we're in right now,
mm-hmm.
you give something up, you know, and that's, I don't know about you, but that's the way it was presented to me.
Yeah.
And I've said this before, I made my first grade teacher, Sister Mercedes, so proud because uh-huh. I told her I was giving up watermelon
right.
for Lent, and she was just so proud of me. Could, I guess because she liked watermelon. I hate watermelon. Yeah. And later she found out that that was, you know, kind of the thing. So it didn't go so well there. But,
right.
You know, it worked for a little while.
It worked while it
yeah,
lasted.
It worked for a little while. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think we did a program on LENT,
yep.
Let's Eliminate Negative Thinking. So you could do fasting, not giving up something like candy or sweets or desserts mm-hmm. or watermelon. Mm-hmm. you could fast in other ways. You could fast on negativity in your life.
Yeah, you could fast on negativity. You could fast on news. You could fast on screen time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think something we've mentioned that you might have dropped into the habit of this winter maybe is more screen time.
Yep.
And there are tons of...
It's easy to do.
Yeah. And there are... I've noticed myself doing that. And so I set a reminder on my phone to tell me when I've spent X number of minutes on social media or whatever. So just so I'm aware. And then I have a choice point to make. Okay, is this fueling me? Or, you know, is there something else that could really bring me greater peace or joy right now?
Yeah, and maybe
am I just doing this out of habit?
If you want to add something, maybe add some kind of practice of mindfulness. And it mm-hmm. doesn't have to be long. It could be just a 2 or 3 minutes of deep breathing to reconnect
Listen,
with the present.
What a great time to go out and sit and just feel the sun and
yeah.
be mindful of the change
Absolutely.
Of the air around you.
So what thoughts or obligations are taking up space in your mind that maybe don't serve you so much anymore? Spring cleaning time to sweep them away. We're talking about that and more here on Strategies for Living. We're going to come back and talk about resetting. We've talked about the body. We've talked about the mind. Let's come back and talk about resetting the spirit. Be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely,
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Got them. Yeah, we do. Strategies to the left of me. Strategies to the right of me. Strategies below me. Strategies above me. Got them everywhere. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. And you may be saying, hey, I got somebody, you know, these goofy people on the radio. I got a friend in Timbuktu, and I'd really like my friend in Timbuktu to listen to Strategies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can do that.
They can do that.
Yeah, they can do that.
We're on podcast platforms.
Yeah,
everywhere.
What's your favorite platform? What is it? Is it a lot of people are on Apple, a lot of people on Spotify, a lot of people on iHeart.
Radio. We're even on Pandora.
Podcast
Addict.
I think we're on all the major We're on all the major podcast platforms. So just pick yours and look for Strategies for Living. Search for Strategies for Living, and you can listen to us in podcast, and you can pass the word on. Help us get the word out.
Please do, yeah.
Yeah, Strategies
follow
for Living. And we're growing.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we got some folks listening to us in Florida. Got some folks listening to us across the pond.
Yeah.
In the United Kingdom. That blows me away that in three different places in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
We've got subscribers. That's so neat.
It is.
You know? Should have done this, you know, a long time ago. But glad
we're
did
here,
it
we're
now.
Here now. No better time to do it than spring, right?
So we're talking, and that's part of the reset, right? We're talking about resetting today. And reset. We've talked about resetting the mind. We've talked about resetting the body. Let's spend a little time about resetting. This is a perfect season for resetting the spirit.
Yes.
And reconnecting with purpose and presence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, spiritually, what is spring? It's about giving birth, rebirth, born
growth.
Again, right?
Yeah.
Growth and possibility. You know, you're planting that plant and you're hoping and you're watering and you're doing all the things that you know you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you're dreaming of the possibility, you know, for that.
It's going to burst
through
the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's just a natural, normal season for that.
Yeah.
The other side of it, though, Lauren, is what do I need to let go of?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a huge transition. I do want to note that, you know, if we're comparing it to very aptly to nature and to the seeds that are planted, right?
Right.
You know, this is interesting. This kind of came through actually in one of my morning journaling sessions in late winter, you know, right before the spring equinox. There was this idea that we were still in these phases right before the plant burst through the surface. And so we were rooting in the darkness, right? Mm-hmm. So life in plants begins in the soil, in the darkness.
Yeah.
Right? And they're feeling their way through the darkness, making these grand connections and roots and underground and making these networks until that in the spring when they burst through into the light, right? And so I think it's important that we remember those roots that we've planted to stay rooted in that and also recognize the effort that it takes to burst through and the dramatic shift of coming from underneath the soil of doing all this inner work oh my gosh, now I've got to show myself. I've got to grow. And growth inherently means vulnerability because it's a stretching and it leaves you vulnerable.
It's a stretching and an opening. Yeah. So that's definitely going to present some vulnerabilities.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're above where you're on the surface of the earth where you're subject to weather and all kinds of
new
conditions.
Not as protected as you were back in the womb, if you will.
Right.
The womb of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Just as we are born, we're not as protected as we are in our mother's womb. And when new things, you know, when we try new things in our lives, that might replicate and duplicate that feeling of vulnerability and newness. But what better time than the springtime to encourage us for that?
Right.
The other thing spiritually is what kind of practices, you know, are you practicing your spirituality now? And how does that work for you? What's the best thing that you can do for you? If it's church, that's wonderful.
Right.
Find yourself a church. If it's some practice or ritual that will help you reconnect with the spirit within,
and
your soul and spirit within, then that's what I would encourage you to do.
That could be as simple as lighting a candle or saying a meditation or an affirmation or a prayer or taking up a practice of journaling.
Yep.
Or even going for a walk and allowing yourself to be mindful and open to whatever might fall into your mind at that time, right?
Yeah.
To be very present to the world reawakening around us, right? And so it kind of begs the question, what do you want to what do you want to awaken within yourself? What is churning? What's been churning in the womb of winter, right? That's wanting to be released now.
A lot of us grew up with, you know, spiritual text, if you will. We have spiritual text that we remember from maybe our childhood, even if we haven't looked at it or studied it for a while. What was your favorite? What stands out? And when's the last time that you took it out and looked at it with new eyes?
Mm.
You know, with springtime newness and new eyes. If it's been, you know, if it's been 10 years, if it's been 20 years, you're a different person now than when you looked at it 10 or 20 years ago. You might, you know, whatever that spiritual text is, whether it's the Bible, whether it's, you know, the Bhagavad Gita, whatever it is, whether it's the Quran, whether it's A Course in Miracles, whatever it is, take it out and look at it again with new eyes.
It could be something that maybe feels or presents more secular, but to you awakens something in your spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, there are no rules to this. Whatever you feel moves your spirit, go towards that.
And what do you want to plant? Mm. What do you want to plant this season? You know, what do you want to plant? What seeds of growth are you ready to really nurture, feed, and water?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that Jesus told a parable of the scattering of the seeds, right?
The sower, yeah.
And so, you know, we get to choose when we plant a seed, we get to choose how we feed it, how we nourish it, how we water it. And so it's a good time.
Which ones are you nurturing and which ones are you allowing to go back to the soil?
Yeah. What parts of your spirit and soul are asking, hey, pick me, wake me up this season?
Yeah.
You know, good question to ask ourselves as we consider all of this here today on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day. Makes you wanna holler, get away.
Dose of Radio Rehab, strategies for living.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living. David McMillan, Laura Leon McMillan, talking about resetting the body, the mind, and the soul and spirit today here on Strategies for Living. And, you know, treat yourself. Treat yourself to something special this springtime. What are you taking away from today?
Oh, just that this time is kind of a transitory reawakening, right? To remind yourself that this isn't a time of unfurling, a time of stretching. I almost think, almost metaphorically, it's that time in the early morning when you're easing into the day.
Yeah.
Right? And
yep.
And you're beginning to set intentions for the day.
Yep.
That's what spring is about. So being able to let the energy of the season kind of reawaken an energy within you to move forward on what it is that you want and need most in your life now, right? So choosing one small thing that helps you to feel renewed today in the season of spring.
Yeah.
And it's not about changing everything at once because it's a season.
Yeah.
It's a transitory season.
It's about tuning in. It's about noticing.
Yeah.
Right?
What wants to bloom in you?
What wants to burst forth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good time to allow it. Good time to let it. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. We do this each day for you, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.